Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Lisa Spellman, VP of Marketing for the Data Center Group at Intel, with me today. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you for having me back. It's good to talk to you again.
So, Lisa, you haven't been on the show for a while, and your job scope has changed at Intel. Can you tell us a little bit about your role and how it impacts Intel's business in the data center?
So last time I was on, I think I was running product marketing inside the data center group, and since then, I've had the opportunity to take on the whole of the data center marketing group, as well as the Xeon product line and managing that holistically across our environment. It's been almost a year, and so it's good to be back and have the opportunity to talk to you again in the new position.
And today is such an exciting day. Intel is hosting the Cloud Day event in San Francisco, where we've made a number of different announcements. Can you just talk a little bit about what Intel's announcing today?
We launched the Intel Xeon processor E5-2600V4 product family. Now, I know that's a bit of a mouthful, but the reason we're so excited is this really is our most advanced platform for the cloud ever. And you guys know Xeon as great for all workloads. It really does deliver performance across a wide variety of workloads, and we'll talk about that. But we are really excited about some of the new features and capabilities we've put in to specifically address the cloud. And in addition to that, we were lucky enough to be able to join together both our launch of the new processor as well as two new members of our SSD family in the data center space. And SSDs have really grown and taken off in the data center world and particularly in the cloud markets. The foundation of the cloud does run on high-performance SSDs, and we're delighted to continue to add to that product line.
Obviously, anytime Intel comes out with a new Xeon platform, it's big news. Can you tell me a little bit about the new features associated with the platform and how they relate to delivering new capabilities for the cloud?
The biggest strength is the performance it delivers across a wide range of workloads, which is super critical when you move to a cloud infrastructure. You're not just going to go to the cloud to do one thing. So we're seeing great performance improvements at the same power across a wide range of server storage and networking workloads. It's delivered by the microarchitecture improvements, the addition of cores, now up to 22 cores, increased memory bandwidth with DDR4, 2400, and virtualization performance improvements, and some features that we've added that address cloud workloads and non-cloud workloads. For example, in technical computing, we've improved our AVX in turbo mode, which allows for cores to turbo independently based on AVX usage. And with optimized Intel AVX 2, tech computing apps continue to accelerate their performance gains ahead of the curve. And with this V4 product line, you see important and tremendous improvements from a gen-to-gen perspective.
Now, I heard about something called Resource Director Technology, and that was made a big ballyhoo at the event as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Of course. We do like to make a big ballyhoo of things. The Resource Director Technology is a focus we've had and been working to put into the microarchitecture over the last several years. What this is easiest to picture a cloud as pools of shared resources with the need to dynamically spawn and manage workloads. Like I said, the cloud's going to run a lot of different things. This creates orchestration requirements like reserving, prioritization, provisioning, and the ability to hit different workload SLAs. And those SLAs are different by workload. You will have things that need near real-time performance, and you'll have things that are like batch jobs that you can do when everyone goes home. So what we've added is a set of quality of service features that help monitor the utilization level of critical shared platform resources. So think memory, cache, and the hypervisor's OS VM layer. So the orchestration middleware allows you to use telemetry data and its policies to set controls on applications. And I know this might seem like it's getting pretty specific, but when you think about, again, optimizing that infrastructure to deliver the very best and near native performance, it really is important. So you can monitor the usage of an application's resources, and when things are busy, you can set parameters around which gets high priority access to resources and which gets contained in its box, if you will, and says, you get what you get, and you can run that job over time. Resource director technology applies to all forms of software-defined infrastructure. It's not just for compute. It delivers excellent results across software-defined storage, server-based storage, and software-defined networking.
And can you tell me a little bit about Cloud for All and the type of optimization work that we're doing within that initiative?
Yeah, Cloud for All has been exciting for us. It was something that we kicked off with the goal to invest, optimize, and align the industry and the ecosystem around deploying tens of thousands of new clouds. So we shared some updates on the work that we've done since then, and a lot of effort's been put into delivering through OpenStack a much more enterprise-hardened and enterprise-ready version. And we've been having bug smashes, as we call them, to really work out the kinks in the platform and, again, get that whole industry all over the world contributing to removing barriers to adoption, taking out bugs that have been barriers, adding in new enterprise features that do deliver things like the quality of service and SLAs that an enterprise would expect, and on the whole, just making it easier to scale OpenStack offerings. What we've been most impressed with has been the industry response. This is a train that people want to get on board with. Traditional cloud players, our partners VMware and Microsoft, our OEM customer base through the open source community across ISVs. So it really is an ecosystem alignment effort.
Can you talk a little bit about where you see these solutions ultimately getting deployed?
To get to tens of thousands of new clouds, the hope is everywhere. So when you look at the Super 7, mega scale, mega hyperscale clouds, they have the resources and the capability and the sophistication to deliver a lot of these technologies themselves, and they can provide unique code that's very customized to their application. That's not a scale model that works for everyone. So we've been working with the industry to make changes and updates to OpenStack as an example, so you can get those same types of benefits at a smaller scale than a mega cloud service provider. So our hope is to continue to see enterprise adoption of clouds, both on-premise and in hybrid models, in order to better serve their business, have opportunities to grow their business, change the business model, change some of the ways that they monetize their infrastructure. I love the example of John Deere offering a farming analytics solution, so the most traditional of industries, tractors and farming, and they've taken all that knowledge, all that insight, and their customer base, and are turning that into an analytics solution that will help deliver better farming outcomes. And I think that's the power of the cloud in a very clean example.
I love the example, Lisa. The thing that brings to mind, though, is if they paint their data centers green and yellow like their tractors.
We'll have to go check, but it'd be pretty cool.
You know, one thing that we didn't talk about yet is the introduction of new SSDs from Intel that are supporting data center workloads. I would love to get your perspective on what are these SSDs, what are they bringing to the table, and why did we decide to announce them alongside the Xeon platforms?
We announced the Intel P3320 series, which is our very first 3D NAND SSD, and it delivers incredible performance, up to 5x over a SATA SSD at a quarter of the latency and at price equivalency. So it's a really compelling product. As well, we also introduced the next generation of our Intel D3700 and 3600 series, which is NVMe, and it's our first active-active dual-port NVMe targeting mission-critical enterprise and scale-up storage. So these break the SAS storage bottlenecks that have been there and can deliver up to 6x more IOPS at 6x lower latency on real-world applications compared to a SAS-based array. So again, it's a really compelling and strong proof point, and it goes towards one of Intel's core value propositions of offering choice for what your workload demands are.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. It's a real pleasure. I would love to have you back more soon next time to share what you're seeing in terms of technology innovation in the data center. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.